Welcome back, chess enthusiasts, to another episode of Start in Chess, the podcast where we explore how chess can transform your mental game, both on and off the board. Today, we're diving into something every chess player dreams of, boosting memory. Whether you're new to chess or a seasoned grandmaster, one thing is clear, memory plays a critical role in every move you make. And guess what? Chess isn't just a game of strategy. It's also an incredible brain exercise that can significantly enhance both your short-term and long-term memory. In today's episode, we're going to discuss six effective chess strategies for boosting short and long-term memory. We'll explore how memorizing opening patterns, practicing visualization techniques, studying endgames, analyzing past games, solving puzzles, and even playing blitz games can sharpen your mental abilities. So, grab your favorite cup of coffee or tea, settle in, and let's dive into these memory-boosting chess strategies.
Let's kick things off with our first memory-enhancing chess strategy, learning and memorizing opening patterns. You know how they say a good opening can set the tone for the entire game? Well, memorizing various opening patterns, like the Sicilian Defense or the Ruy Lopez, is a great way to train both your short-term and long-term memory. In the short term, recalling these opening sequences helps you think quickly and set up a strong position early in the game. But over time, with practice, these patterns get stored in your long-term memory and they become second nature. This means when you sit down to play, you're not stressing over the first few moves. You can dive straight into your strategy without hesitation, freeing up mental space to focus on the mid and end game. It's like muscle memory for the brain.
My tip for you?
Start by choosing just two or three openings you like and practice them consistently. Write them down, rehearse them daily, and soon you'll find yourself recalling them effortlessly.
Next up, we have practicing visualization techniques. Now, this is where the chess magic happens. Visualization in chess is all about picturing the board in your mind and thinking several moves ahead. It's like mental time travel. You're imagining different outcomes, predicting your opponent's moves, and figuring out how the board will look 5 or 6 moves later. In terms of memory, visualization really works your short-term recall. You have to remember where every piece is currently, then mentally rearrange them to see how things will unfold. But here's the cool part. As you keep practicing visualization, your long-term memory also benefits. Why? Because the more you visualize patterns and moves, the better your brain gets at recalling them later on. Your brain creates a mental database of possibilities, helping you anticipate and react more effectively in future games. Try this exercise. After each of your moves, close your eyes for a few seconds and visualize the current position of the board. Then, mentally play out a few possible scenarios. You'll be amazed at how quickly this boosts your memory power and sharpens your game.
Let's talk about studying endgames for lasting memory. The endgame is where all the excitement comes together. Fewer pieces are left on the board, and every move counts. But did you know that focusing on endgames is a fantastic way to enhance your memory? Endgames require precision and deep calculation, and they test your short-term memory as you try to remember the exact positions of the remaining pieces. However, the real magic happens over the long term. Many endgame scenarios, like king and pawn versus king, occur frequently, and by studying them, you'll start recognizing these patterns almost instinctively. Once these endgame patterns are solidified in your long-term memory, you'll approach each game with greater confidence, knowing you have the tools to close out the match successfully. I suggest spending time learning classic endgames like opposition, zugzwang, and stalemate traps. By mastering these, you'll not only become a stronger player, but also significantly enhance your memory.
Moving on to one of my favorite strategies, analyzing and reviewing past games. I can't stress enough how important it is to go back and review the games you've played. This is a memory-boosting goldmine. Whether you won or lost, every game has lessons waiting to be uncovered. When you review a game, you engage your short-term memory by recalling key moments, like that brilliant tactic or the blunder that cost you the match. But over time, consistent review helps build long-term memory. You'll start spotting recurring patterns, mistakes to avoid, and winning strategies you can replicate in future games. It's like training your memory to recognize these situations faster, leading to quicker and better decision-making. Here's a tip. After every game, take some time to analyze it, whether it's with a coach, a chess engine, or just by yourself. Write down the turning points of the game and reflect on what you could have done differently. This reflection helps reinforce those critical moments in your memory.
Let's dive into the fifth strategy, solving chess puzzles. Now, if you haven't already started solving chess puzzles, you're missing out on a great way to boost memory. Chess puzzles force you to think critically and use your short-term memory to recall different tactics, like forks, pins, and skewers, under pressure. When you solve puzzles regularly, you're not only working on your short-term recall, but you're also building long-term memory. You'll start to recognize these tactical patterns in your real games, which helps you spot opportunities and threats more quickly. It's almost like your brain creates a tactical library that you can refer to instantly during matches. I recommend setting aside just 10 to 15 minutes a day to work on a few puzzles. Start with simpler ones, then gradually increase the difficulty. You'll notice that your ability to remember and apply tactical ideas will improve dramatically.
Finally, we come to the last strategy, playing blitz and rapid games for memory stamina. If you're looking to boost your shorter memory, there's no better way than playing blitz or rapid games. These formats give you limited time to think, meaning you have to recall strategies, tactics, and openings on the spot. While blitz games are great for quick memory recall, they also build long-term memory stamina. The more you play under time pressure, the better you become at recognizing recurring positions and responding swiftly. Over time, this improves your ability to handle stress and make sound decisions when it matters most. Here's my advice. Incorporate a few blitz or rapid games into your weekly routine. Not only will you sharpen your memory, but you'll also improve your speed and efficiency as a chess player.
Well, that brings us to the end of today's episode on 6 effective chess strategies for boosting short and long-term memory. From memorizing openings and practicing visualization to solving puzzles and reviewing past games, these techniques will not only elevate your chess game, but also significantly enhance your cognitive abilities off the board. Remember, chess is as much a mental workout as it is a game. And by consistently practicing these strategies, you'll see improvements in both your memory and overall mental sharpness. So, whether you're aiming to boost your focus at work or simply become a better chess player, these strategies will set you on the right path. Thanks for tuning in to Start End Chess. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to bookmark and share it with your fellow chess lovers. Until next time, keep playing, keep improving, and keep those memory muscles strong.